Got an amazing business idea, but haven't locked in a domain name? Search Wix Domains and claim yours before someone else snags it. Your ideal.com, .net, .u is out there. Search Wix Domains and set your brand in motion.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Major changes are underway today for rail users in the Dublin area and beyond with the introduction of the Dublin Commuter Zone, bringing a new fare structure with it. And I'm joined now by Mark Gleeson, spokesperson for Rail Users Ireland. Good morning to you. Mark, this Dublin Commuter Zone, is this good or bad news for those who are hopping on and off the trains?
Good morning. Well, for the majority of commuters this morning, this is good news, particularly those commuters coming in from the further suburbs and Kildare and Louth, who historically have been overcharged for the distance they've travelled. It does also mean a greater degree of flexibility. Passenger coming from Drogheda can get off at Connolly. They can then get on the Lewis. There won't be any extra charge for the Lewis. They get on a bus. There will not be any extra charge. So for the majority, it's certainly a benefit provided they use a Leap card. There are some small cases where passengers will feel that they've been, that the situation makes them worse off.
Yeah, and I think that will affect my own locality, the likes of Greystones. Those fees are going up. Why has this been brought about in this way, that some fees are going down, some fares rather are going down, and some fares are going up?
So, but this has been set up by the National Transport Authority, and they were given an edict of that the new fare structure has to be revenue neutral, which basically means after the fares are all changed, then the tenant of money they collect at the end of the month remains the same. A review has been done, and many of the fares in Dublin bore no resemblance to the distance you were travelling. So in some cases, passengers were overpaying. In some cases, passengers are considered to be underpaying. So in the case of Salons and Greystones, and Greystones is a good distance out from Dublin, they were deemed to be underpaying for the distance they were travelling. So they have seen a slight fare increase. And other locations like Kildare and Drogheda, which were paying up to €11.95 for a single ticket, are now seeing their fare come down to €6. So it's an element of rebalancing. Most will be happy. There will be, in the case of Greystones, there are people there who certainly would be unhappy.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Okay. Off-peak fares in some areas are being removed. Do we know why that would be?
So off-peak fares historically would have been available from places like Drogheda, Laytown, Gormanston, Newbridge, and Kildare. Those fares are gone. The Leap fare for the equivalent journey will be cheaper than the actual discounted fare that was offered previously, in almost all cases. So there's no benefit. No one's losing out there. And bear in mind, those off-peak fares are not available to commuters because they only applied after, I think, 9:30 in the morning.
Okay. And maybe lastly, if rail users, are they just going to find out when they hit the train station this morning and they tap their Leap card, or if they go and take a ticket from a machine or whatever, they'll just become apparent from today that this is what's happening?
Yes, as this morning, that there's very little communication to passengers. They may see a poster at the station, but it doesn't reveal any information about fares. For many passengers coming in from places like Drogheda and Kildare, they've never used a Leap card for a kind of e-purse transaction. So that's a whole new thing for them. So if you're in Kildare, Drogheda, Laytown, Gormanston, you didn't have a Leap card before, and you travel on a daily basis such that you don't have a monthly or annual ticket, you need to get a Leap card to avail the best fares.
Yeah, and they are available through the machines in most railway stations too. Look, thank you very much for highlighting all of that with us this morning. That is Mark Gleeson, their spokesperson for the Rail Users of Ireland.
Now, Aer Lingus are operating direct flights from Ireland to Indianapolis. So if you're looking for somewhere new and different, you can land in the heart of the Midwest where the engines roar and the shrimp bites back, apparently. For full details, see airlingus.com. Now, to celebrate this, we have a brilliant prize for you at the end of this week. Do you have a chance to win return flights for two people to Indianapolis in July, plus 5 nights accommodation in a four-star hotel with breakfast each morning and a planned activity? Just answer this question. Name the actor in this famous pilot movie.
No one warned us. No one said you were going to lose both engines at a lower altitude than any jet in history. But be cool. Just make a left turn for LaGuardia, like you're going back to pick up the milk. This was dual engine loss at 2,800 feet, followed by an immediate water landing with 155 souls on board. No one has ever trained for an incident like that. No one. And the Teterboro landing, with its unrealistic bank angle, we were not the Thunderbirds up there.
Okay, was that A, Tom Hanks, or B, Tom Cruise? A, Tom Hanks, or B, Tom Cruise? Text the word FLY, your answer, and name to us now on 53106. Text cost 30 cents.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.